This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
What's on your mind? Live from NDSU. We are coming to you from the NDSU greenhouse. It's actually the NDSU extension greenhouse, as a matter of fact. As we're broadcasting live, we're here because about 30 minutes from right now, a little less actually, a roundtable will get underway. Just received word from Senator Hovind, who is going to join us at this very moment, that the tour is going a little longer over at the USDA Ag Research Center. And so a couple of our guests that we plan between now and the bottom of the hour, former Governor Ed Schaefer, former Ag Secretary Ed Schaefer, Senator Hovind, and also possibly Governor Berger, all going to stop by and say hello here. So we'll hope to catch up with them shortly. And, of course, we'll have at the bottom of the hour the roundtable that will be coming to you live from NDSU today with lost count, but I think... Todd, can you count on that list?
That list.
So that list is in Slack. So, you know, you're getting all of our terms now. I keep thinking that's like got to be 20 plus, but it's a lot of people that are on that round table. Just tell me the number when you can. You got a sec? No rush. But anyway, those people...
I'll have to take my socks off. You know that, right?
Yeah, exactly. So here's what's happening. You have the Secretary of Agriculture, Sonny Perdue, in North Dakota today. But he's meeting with 20-plus ag leaders. Plus you have Senator Hovind, who, of course, invited him here. You have Governor Burgum. You have Congressman Kramer, also very instrumental in getting the secretary here. You have Senator Heitkamp. And you have President Brashani from NDSU. And then you'll have 20-plus, 26...
That's funny, I counted 22, but, you know, whatever. At that stratosphere, what's the difference, right?
I think it's 22 farm groups, you know, commodity groups that are joining that, and then the others. So we'll take the first half hour live on the air on the statewide show, and then after that we'll keep the roundtable going on Facebook Live, so you can watch there as well. And here's the gentleman that engineered this wonderful visit today, Senator John Hovind. Hello, sir.
Hey, Scott. Good to be with you.
And you as well. Congratulations on another great day for North Dakota.
Yeah, we've got Sonny here. He's over touring the Ag Research Service Center now, and then he's coming over to the Research Greenhouse, and they're putting on a great show. I mean, the stuff they're showing him, 3D printing and the latest innovations in agriculture. Nobody does it better than NDSU. I'm telling you right now, when it comes to ag research, and they're just blowing them away with all the great programs they have.
Do they help you in making your arguments with him when it comes to farm bill time and everything else? How do these trips help ultimately the policy?
Yeah, no question about it. It helps tremendously, him seeing just the amazing capabilities and resources and people we have here. And, of course, I fund this directly because I chair Ag Approps. So both the ARS side, Ag Research side, which is USDA scientists, but then also the university-based research, which is NIFA and AFRI, which we do here at NDSU, which is, you know, our people, not only the professors here at NDSU and Extension, but the young people. We just got back from seeing the work that young people who are students at NDSU, the research they're doing, for example, on honeybee colonization. Of course, honeybees being the pollinators, and we have to continue to make sure that they're healthy, and there's some challenges there. So, I mean, it affects the students, the post-grad students, undergrad, post-grad, the professors, the teachers, the instructors, Extension, and then actual ARS, USDA employees, all of, that are based here or part of Extension from NDSU.
What would you call the heavy lift here today? What more than anything, obviously, seeing a lot of this, I'm sure you got a long list of things you consider priorities for North Dakota, but what's the heavy lift? What's the tough argument with the secretary?
Well, I wouldn't say it's the tough argument, but the real key right now is we're going into a farm bill. House will probably have their version out by the end of this month. We'll have ours out probably in April. So we're building that farm bill, and he's going to hear directly from the best farmers in the world. You know, not only our farmers and ranchers, but also the commodity groups on what's important to them, and that's key for getting a five-year farm bill that works for farmers and ranchers and for our whole country.
We've heard from some, you know, mainly some of the livestock folks today that are pretty frustrated about, you know, where things are at. And you hear people that, just don't feel like we get a fair deal in agriculture, that, you know, other things that we trade across the globe get a more of a priority. We're seeing that with steel right now, right? I mean, where steel is getting certainly some attention, which I think is great. It's U.S. jobs, but it's like, okay, what how about when ag comes up short on all these deals? Do we have some work to do in that regard?
Well, the key for us is free and fair trade. I mean, we can outcompete anybody in the world, and we do. And so for us, it's more the barriers that other countries put up. And that's why in this whole tariff discussion and the NAFTA discussion, we have to be very, very careful because we don't want other countries to retaliate against our agriculture. We are huge exporters. We have an incredible surplus, trade surplus in agriculture because nobody can keep up with us, okay? And so what we face in terms of our farmers and ranchers all the time is that unlevel playing field where somebody's trying to put up a barrier because we produce higher quality food at lower costs than anyone else.
Senator John Hovind with us today. He is the individual that invited Secretary Perdue to North Dakota, and obviously, as you heard earlier, on the Appropriations Committee, chairs Ag Approps. That is, you know, a call that the Secretary takes rather quickly, no doubt about it. What role does Secretary Perdue play in the Farm Bill? I mean, obviously, you got, as you mentioned, a House version end of this month, a Senate version next month. They're really the implementers, are they? Right? I mean, they ultimately are going to get the product of Congress, but how can Sonny Perdue help the Farm Bill be better for North Dakota?
Well, as you say, I mean, he's part of the executive, so they execute the Farm Bill that we write. But obviously his help and support as we put it together and work to pass it is important. But I'll give you an example. He came to me, you know, even before this tariff discussion started. We're working on the NAFTA piece. And as you know, I've talked to the president directly on this issue. And of course, talked to Sonny about the Secretary of Perdue about it all the time. But he already is anticipating, you know, if we get retaliatory tariffs or things like that, we need to have programs within USDA that we can provide help to our farmers and ranchers. So he's already talked to me, and we're already working on funding those kind of things. So him being proactive with us, both in terms of writing the Farm Bill, supporting the Farm Bill, helping get it passed, but then executing it in a way that helps our farmers and ranchers is really important. And he's he grew up on a farm. I mean, he grew up on a dairy farm in Georgia, and they had row crops. And so he's a trained veterinarian. I mean, this is a guy that understands agriculture.
Do you think Donald J. Trump is practicing what he preaches in the art of the deal right now with these steel tariffs? Is this about getting a better position for all of our products?
You know, I hope so. And, I've been asked a lot by the media in D.C. about it. And I said, look, we need to work with the administration, understand what they're doing. But we have to make sure that we don't see retaliatory tariffs, on ag and on energy and in other industry sectors. And so we have to make sure that, you know, again, I understand he's negotiating and all, but that whatever we do is targeted and strategic, and we're working with our trading partners to put pressure on, you know, companies that dump steel, for example, China and so forth. But at the same time, we've got to be very, very careful here because we don't want retaliatory tariffs that oftentimes first come against agriculture, and of course that would be a real problem for us. So this is something that we're paying a lot of attention to and working on very hard every day to make sure, again, that our producers can export.
Did his announcement yesterday give you a little bit of comfort in how it was rolled out, a little bit different than initially was discussed?
Well, like I say, we've been talking to the administration about this, and I've enlisted Sonny Perdue's help on it, and you saw now that both Canada and Mexico are excluded on a rolling 30 days as they continue to discuss NAFTA, and this goes back.
This seems like masterful negotiation to me.
Well, you know, and hope. I understand that, you know, he's trying to help steel and aluminum, some of these basic industries. We understand that. And of course, we want to be helpful, but just make sure at the same time that we're not seeing retaliatory tariffs.
Last question I want to ask you about is Kim Jong-un and this bombshell announcement last week. You know, obviously, Washington, D.C. and much of the apparatus of government loathes Donald Trump. I mean, that's pretty obvious. The media doesn't like him. The swamp doesn't like him. I mean, the guy's up against it. And it just seems to me, I mean, new jobs report out yesterday, obviously the tax reform bill and paying a dividend there, and now this, and almost his Nixon China moment. I mean, are you impressed that this is happening?
This is a big deal. And, you know, you and I have talked about this before, you know, putting economic sanctions on North Korea and then putting pressure on China to help us. And I think that's what you're seeing. And we have to keep those sanctions and we have to keep that pressure on. So, you know, yes, have the discussion, but keep the pressure on until we get the denuclearization that we're looking for. But yes, I think it is coming because he's taking that strong stance. He's putting economic pressure on. He's putting pressure on China. China's putting pressure on North Korea. But we got to keep it on until we get the result. You know, we can't let North Korea do another one of these negotiating ploys.
Yeah, for sure. All right, good take on that. Thank you. And I know lots to come today. You got quite the schedule here.
We got him busy all day, but it'll be a good day for him, that's for sure.
Roundtable, of course, with 20-plus ag leaders and then the Collegiate Farm Bureau Luncheon, which I think is great.
So the average age of a farmer now is 60 years old. So we got to get these young people into agriculture. And we got the best young people anywhere right here at NDSU, and they're going to have lunch with the ag. So I'm really looking forward to that.
That's a neat deal. And then, of course, over to American Crystal Sugar Company as well.
Right.
Any priorities on the sugar front real quick that he's going to hear about today?
Well, obviously, in the farm bill, the sugar problem is incredibly important. So, you know, good chance for him to really learn about a huge industry, $3 billion industry here in the Valley.
That'll be great to have a tour. Thanks, Senator. Appreciate the time.
Good to be with you.
You bet. Senator John Hoban. More from NDSU for the visit of U.S. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue after this.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
What happens if no one's fighting for traditional pro-life and pro-family values? The team at Family Policy Alliance of North Dakota won't let that happen. They defend and preserve pro-life and pro-family biblical values every day, representing you and your principles at the state legislature and alerting you to key issues that affect the family in North Dakota. Join Family Policy Alliance of North Dakota at its annual dessert banquet Tuesday, April 10th, 7 p.m. at the Hilton Garden Inn. Call for tickets 701-219-0948.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morkin of Castleton. We invite North Dakota farm women to our Soybean Marketing Seminar for Women, March 13th at NDSU's Commodity Trading Room, located in Berry Hall in Fargo. Naomi Bloom will lead the one-day seminar. Ms. Bloom is an expert in advising farmers how to manage their cash marketing needs and properly use futures and options. Naomi helps farmers understand the importance of managing basis, delivery point considerations, cash flow, and contracts. This program is designed specifically for women involved in North Dakota soybean production. Come learn and network in a friendly environment with colleagues making the same decisions on their farms. Again, Soybean Marketing Seminar for Women, March 13th at NDSU's Commodity Trading Room located at Berry Hall in Fargo. Deadline to register is March 6th. Register online at ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The tables are empty.
Well, I'm having this hilarious texting back and forth with former Ag Secretary, former Governor Ed Schaefer, about where we're at, because he's going to come chat with us here, right? So this greenhouse is a large facility, right? This is a bunch of greenhouses and kind of a narrow building in the middle. So he sends me a text, where are you from the west door? And I'm, you know, like 50 steps in from the west door, right? I said, just straight and right to your right. He says, I'm in the sugar beet lab. Don't know where you are. I said, are you at the greenhouse? He said, I am, in the side building. So anyway, this is kind of funny. Todd, you take over, giving Ed directions by text, would you please? And we'll get him to come chat with us. The man known by the very, very simple first name, Ed. And that's how he likes it. So we'll see if Ed will be here. Governor Burgum is actually still tied up with Secretary Perdue at the tour. Evidently, that's going a little long, so they might not be able to be here before the show. We'll have to chat with him after the program. We'll see if we can pull that off. So anyway, let's chat with Mel in Jamestown while we're waiting for our guest. And the roundtable coming up live from NDSU today for the visit of Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue. Mel, what's on your mind? You're next.
Yeah, Scott. First of all, I want you to understand that I'm a born and bred North Dakotan, grew up in Jamestown, went to NDSU, got my master's degree, taught at Shanley, so I'm all for North Dakota, and I'm for farmers. But when the people start talking about how prices may go up because of these subsidies, I hope the farmers aren't the ones saying that, because, you know, I pay $5.50 for a pound of hamburger. In whose world did I ever believe that was going to happen?
Yeah, so what I generally say, you know, number one, about the subsidies, first of all, you know, I think every farmer would love a level playing field and do without the subsidies. Not every, but most. I mean, maybe the farmers union folks are so dyed in the wool that government, you know, needs to hold their hand through everything, that they may be in that spot. But I think any farmer worth their salt, in my view, would say, just, you know, take the shackles off, let me compete. Unfortunately, you know, we sell ag products in a world market, and so the world market can do all kinds of things to take on the growers here, despite being the best in the world. So you can't, unless you unilaterally disarm from that, right? You've got to play the game.
That's why I'm saying that all these politicians that are crying about how our prices may go up if we support steel and aluminum and these other products, I agree with you. You know, if we're on a level playing field with all this stuff, fine. But that's not the way it is. And so, give the steel workers and aluminum people a break. And one thing that really needs to be looked at, I mean, the Congress people need to go out and buy their own groceries. Because they're not cheap anymore. They're not cheap. And they're not cheap anymore. They aren't. That's a big deal. So that's my thought for the day. And hey, say hi to Ed Schaefer. He's a fraternity brother of mine. I went through stunning with him. That's back when we didn't do anything really bad. We wore burlap shorts. That's what we wore.
Okay, so I need to know more about this now. So this was, you said sunning or stunting? What did you call it?
Well, they called it scumming back then. They call it hazing today. But we never really got hazed. It was just a lot of nickel-dime stuff, and it was fun. And let me say this. Ed Schaefer's dad was a rich man. Ed was one of my fraternity brothers. But I'm not a money guy. I never was. Ed was, I always considered him to be one of the most decent people that I knew when I was in that fraternity. He was a good guy.
You
just let him know that.
You couldn't be more right. You couldn't be more right. He is in the upper 1% of every North Dakotan ever. You know, he really is. He's a rock solid. It's an amazing story. It really is. And I know some people, because of the celebrity of his father, because, you know, Harold was a big deal, right? Larger than life and everything else, and obviously became a wealthy man. He gave it all away, mind you. But I think the one rap on Ed Schaefer that bugs me more than anything, that people think he was born with a silver spoon in his mouth, and that, you know, so he had to make, clearly his folks had more than mine, but He took the company, Gold Seal Sales, Glass Wax, you mentioned that, and you look at it from the day he walked in the door to the day when he left, he built on his father's legacy. He rolled up his sleeves and made it bigger, made it better. I mean, and not afraid to, you know, work as long as it takes to get the job done, and a great work ethic, and he's certainly a dandy. One of the great honors of my my whole, you know, radio career and following politics was him asking me to introduce him at his re-election announcement in his race for the second term. So he's a good man. You're absolutely right. And I'll tell him about Mel, the burlap shorts man from Jamestown, says hi. That's what I'm going to tell him.
You'll remember that.
All right. Sounds good. By the way, we got to get John in here. John called us yesterday for a comment on this ongoing discussion over the new rules for the ELD. We talked about that on Trooper Talk yesterday. Our friends at Delta help us celebrate our callers. Delta Constructors, one call does it all. So if you need something done on the drilling site, you call Delta. Eric and his team get it done. And I tell you what, a growing list of the big names in oil and gas are calling them because they do it better, they do it cheaper, they do it more efficiently. Turnkey, 406-250-8151. Push the easy button. Call Eric today online at deltaconstructors.net. Let's hear from John on his pain points on ELD. Can you roll that, Todd?
This is not my day.
Didn't sound good. Can you roll that, Todd?
It did. Okay, there we go. Well, no, I mean, it wasn't moving.
Comments
now. It's
on the ELDs, there's some benefits to it. I run off of them. There's some benefits, but there's also a lot of negatives with it. A big view on the ELDs would be it's trying to get a person's mind and day to work out as a computer, as a time clock, versus what actually in reality happens. Instead of having a computer work like a human, it's trying to train the human to work like a computer.
And the trooper did push back on that a little bit. I mean, I think any regulation, you sometimes scratch your head and say, who thought of this? And did they really understand? But on the other hand, I also have to say, if I'm required to write down, okay, I left, I'd kill for an ELD in my car, even for tax purposes, right? Just to have all of that, you know, sorted out right there, ready to go, the whole thing. And so I think there's some benefits there. I think when it's sort of crazy is this idea that I've only got, you know, 40 miles to go, but only 20 miles left on my drive time. What am I going to do? You know, well, it does require some additional planning, but I think we can all agree. We know why it's necessary. That as much as we'd like to think people will exercise common sense and not get behind the wheel of an 18-wheeler, sleep deprived, but just doesn't always work like that. Really doesn't. Brought to you in part today by our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. Next time you flip on that light switch, I want you to think about your friends in the lignite industry in our great state, okay, who get up every day, go to work so you can have affordable, reliable energy. And don't take that for granted next time you flip that switch, okay? Find out more about how you can help this good industry and the jobs and part it plays in our economy at SecureEnergyFuture.org. SecureEnergyFuture.org. Okay. We'll take a break. When we come back, it'll be time for a roundtable with Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue, and you'll hear it live here for the next half hour, plus live in its entirety on Facebook Live.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, it's Scott Hennon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota, the Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's On Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night's stay. A great price. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST. And we'll give you a coupon buck for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the Best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
You see a pair of laughing eyes, and suddenly you're sighing.
We're back at NDSU. We're at the greenhouse complex at NDSU, and the roundtable about to begin. A couple of the VIPs just coming in. We'll join the roundtable. Our good governor, Doug Burgum, hosting the secretary today. What do you think about today?
Well, I think it's a special day, and it's very special because we have the former Secretary of Agriculture, Ed Schaefer, former governor of North Dakota, here to greet the Secretary of Agriculture. So we've got a former and a current both here at the same time, learning about all the great research that's going on here at NDSU through the Ag Research System, and it's important work, and got to meet some great young students, some great scientists, and exciting to see what they're building for our future.
What are you hoping to accomplish today with his visit?
Well, there's so many things. Agriculture is so important to our nation, to our state. But we got to talk NAFTA. We got to talk the 199, tax issue from the last tax bill that are affecting our producers and private grain operators. We want to keep making sure that the research dollars keep flowing into these research stations and to North Dakota to help the future out. And like I said, we got to talk trade. I mean, trade is important to agriculture. So lots of things on the agenda, and we want to hear. I mean, it's great that we've got all these farmers and ranchers here, and the secretary can hear directly from them. So because there's nothing better than cabinet leaders hearing directly from North Dakotans.
How is your relationship with Sonny Perdue?
Well, it's been great. I mean, like all the cabinet leaders, I mean, this administration's been so open and so supportive. Last summer when we were having the drought issues, I think everybody knows, I mean, Sonny Perdue, who's been a governor, grew up on a family farm. He's a veterinarian, a former, captain in the military. I mean, this guy has been a great servant to our country, but he understands small-town farm culture just like everybody, all of us that grew up in rural North Dakota do. And when we had this drought last year, I mean, he lifted some of the regulations, access to early hang on CRP land in less than 48 hours. I mean, unheard of. That. So this guy, he's focused on customer service. He's focused on making sure that farmers have a chance to make a living through their hard work and what they do. And I think he's fantastic. We haven't had a Secretary of Agriculture this good since Governor Schaefer was the Secretary of Agriculture.
Thanks, Doug. Good to talk to you. We'll chat with you later.
Okay. Thank you, Scott. Right. Thanks for being here.
You bet, Governor Doug Burgum and Governor Ed Schaefer, right over here, as a matter of fact. Ed, Schaefer, former Ag Secretary, former governor. You got a colleague here now. How's this?
We do. This is kind of fun. I actually found my way over to the building.
It's a small group of you former Ag Secretaries, right?
It is a small group, yes. And one of the reasons I wanted to meet with him shortly today before the festivities started is former secretaries are working on some funding for fire suppression, firefighting at the U.S. Forest Service, which is part of USDA. And former secretaries are weighing in, and it's a congressional issue, obviously, and a budget issue. And the Secretary Perdue has been very involved in that issue, and we needed to talk a little bit about what secretaries could do to make this happen. But things are going well with that, and it was good to catch up with them.
When you were Ag Secretary, I remember you came to Big Iron one time, for instance. You come on trips like this, you have roundtables, you meet people. I mean, what's the mission? Are you here as a photo op, or are you here to actually listen and learn and take things back? How does it help?
Well, it's always a mix of all those things. It's part of the politics of Washington, D.C. to take hearings out, to get out into the troops. But the reality is, you don't learn sitting at your desk in Washington, D.C. You don't learn from the special interest groups that are walking in the door. You definitely don't learn in congressional hearings or Senate hearings. You know, you learn being out here today, walking through these research facilities and hearing students and professors talk about their research to improve crop life, crop yield, crop storage. It's amazing. And those are the kinds of things that you need to incorporate into public policy when, for instance, you're generating the Farm Bill or when you're generating budget issues on subcommittees' efforts. You know, those are the kinds of things you need to know because they are crafting the public policy that's going to get us into the future production of agriculture. You don't learn that in Washington, D.C. You learn it out here in places like NDSU and in North Dakota.
My favorite story from your time as Secretary of Agriculture is that the security forces did not like it when you would drive your own vehicle. Is that right?
They did not like me to drive.
You kind of defied them, though, didn't you?
Well, once in a while they did. You know, if I was working late and there was a a car available in the motor pool, you know, it was pretty easy for me to just at 11 o'clock grab a car in the motor pool and drive home. Security guys did not like that at all, but sometimes I just had to sneak out the back door and have a little freedom, you know.
We better let you get in. I think they're starting shortly. Thanks a bunch.
Thank you. Great to be with you, Scott.
You as well, Ed Schaefer, former governor. Oh, by the way, Mellon Jamestown, fraternity brother, says hi. Burlap shorts, yeah. He said. Burlap shorts. Yeah, yeah.
That's it.
He said, you remember from the hazing days.
I do remember that. We were pledges together and went through that with scumming, as they call it, and we both survived.
Talk to you later. All right. Sounds like they're getting underway in there, and we will check in a little bit on this.
National FCS Championships, home of the Bison!
Senator John Hovind, the introduction's beginning right now.
Bison! All right, now that I got your attention, Dino, you ready?
Well, I'd just like to very sincerely welcome and thank everyone for being here. Obviously, our Governor Doug Burgum, Senator Hovind, Senator Heitkamp, Representative Kramer, and, of course, Secretary Perdue. I know this may not be the first land-grant university you've visited, but I can guarantee you there is no land-grant university in the nation more passionate than NDSU. As a matter of fact, we are so wed and bleed the land grant act. And in a recent building that we built on campus, the largest building at the university, on the wall of the building is a 42-foot by 7-foot rendition of the Morrill Land Grant Act. It's not just something we base our tradition on. It's something we live and breathe every day. Thank you for being here. Thank you for our congressional delegation bringing Secretary Perdue to North Dakota State University. At this point, I'll turn it over to Senator John Hovind.
Thank you, President Mashani, and thanks for hosting us here at NDSU. We just had a absolutely fantastic tour of the Ag Research Service facility here. They did just an incredible job. Not only all of the people that work there, the scientists and so forth, but the NDSU students, the grad students, the students you have over there, I won't say they stole the show, but they kind of did, because, again, ARS professionals are unbelievable. But we saw just some amazing young people over there as well. And so, Dean, you know, again, and then, of course, this great Ag Research Center is something we started during my years as governor, and there's not a finer ag research facility in the United States. So Secretary Perdue, as you know, we're very proud of NDSU, and we're very proud of the agriculture that we do in this state. And so, you know, you got to see some of that with your ARS facility there, something that you direct and I work very hard to fund. Now you're going to hear from really the premier farmers and ranchers and representatives of the commodity groups that they work with. Really, I would say not only premier in agriculture in this country, but really in the world. I don't think anybody can compete with what we do in agriculture in terms of our farmers and ranchers. Nobody does it better. And we appreciate the timing of you coming out. Now, when I talked to you about coming out, this timing is absolutely the right timing, Secretary. In terms of, we're now writing a farm bill. We think the House will have their version out before the end of the month. Kevin can touch on that for a minute. We'll have ours out in April and hope to get a farm bill written as soon as we can this year. But most importantly, getting the best farm bill that we can. And so really that's what this session is about. You hearing directly from producers on the importance of crop insurance and the countercyclical safety net, ag research and trade, all the things that sugar program that we have, this the Valley, $3 billion industry in the Valley here. Hearing about real priorities, and I'll kind of wrap here, but I'm going to wrap up with at least this part of my comments with what I always wrap up with, and that is that good farm policy benefits every American every single day because our farmers and ranchers produce the highest quality, lowest cost food supply in the history of the world. And so when we talk about a good farm bill, that benefits every American every day. We'll do some introductions, but I want to give our delegation and the governor just a quick chance, a couple opening greeting remarks. Then I'll make a few introductions and turn it to you for your opening comments. And then we're just going to really open it up around here and let you hear from these great people on important aspects of agriculture.
I'm going to be really short because your time with the secretary is very short. And so the number one job of your congressional delegation is to deliver a farm bill that works for producers in this country and to wake up every morning and represent not just our ag producers but rural America. And that's what we do, and we have a chance every so often to do it and tweak it a little bit and improve it. That's how we are absolutely at a foundation going to move forward on this farm bill. So thank you so much, Secretary, for coming out. I know that one of the questions that is going to get asked here isn't just about the farm bill, but it's about trade and trade policy. And so just want to cue that up because I know that's a really easy issue for you these days. But just want to thank everybody for coming.
And thank you, Mr. Secretary, and welcome to North Dakota. Thanks to all of you for the irrevocable gift of your time as well. I think it's important to note, first of all, that I agree with everything that's been said, so there's no point in repeating it. We know what the priority in the room is. But I want you to understand that this is a secretary who, in his first year, has now visited some 30-some states in this country. That's a secretary who's interested in what's going on outside of the swamp. And that's the benefit. I often say, Ed, John, Doug, I think former governors make really good secretaries of various cabinet level positions because they understand the importance of their job in this at the state level. So your being here is testimony to that commitment to what's happening in the real world. And we thank you for being here. And I just look forward to everybody else's comments and we'll try to respond accordingly.
Doug, I'm going to give this to you, but then we do have another ag secretary in the room, so we got to give him a shot here for just a couple opening comments, too. So we'll give it to Ed when you're
okay, great. Thanks, Senator Hoban. I do also want to acknowledge Ed Schaefer will be up next, but it's a historic moment that we have a former Secretary of Ag and a current Secretary of Ag in North Dakota at the same time. So, Ed, thanks for being with us today. Also want to acknowledge, my partner at the state level, Commissioner of Agriculture, Doug Goring, who's been a real partner in working with ag issues the last year. And I want to extend our gratitude to you, Secretary Perdue. Last year when we had this incredible drought, when we were reaching out to you, we had response. You talk about customer service as one of the values that you want to bring to that huge agency.
It was the story that the governor told us earlier, of course, about that response from Secretary Perdue on a very difficult situation. Take a break. More of the roundtable from NDSU after this.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming February 2018 auctions include 300 acres of irrigated land in Otter Tail County near Pelican Rapids, Minnesota, 160 acres of cropland in Polk County near Climax, Minnesota, 480 acres of crop and pasture land in Mercer County near Hazen and Stanton, North Dakota, 1,200 acres of crop, pasture, and hunting land in Adams County near Regent, North Dakota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
I'm Elise Pecklich of Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
This life full of moments, big moments, small moments, and life's in-between moments. It's about missing out on nothing and celebrating everything. It's how we at First International Bank and Trust live first and have been for over 100 years. We help dreams come true, one customer, one moment at a time. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President, something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's very clear our love is here.
Secretary Sonny Perdue has just started his comments. He said that Senator Hoeven didn't invite him. He gave him a subpoena to come. He said it's less of an invitation and more of a subpoena. So his remarks just beginning here at NDSU.
The university, I think most deans go on to become president. They stop being dean. You still stayed being dean. So we're happy to be here with you. And it's very evident the pride that you all have, not just the senator here, but the pride you have in this this university. We got a great opportunity to tour the Agricultural Research Service facility here that's co-located on campus, our relationship with our land-grant universities is something that we take a lot of pride in with USDA, and we're happy to see it here today and to visit. So I'm looking forward. I'm not going to say a whole lot more because our time is limited, and the reason, as Secretary Schaefer said, we get out here. This is 34 states and since last April 25th, and we do that because I'm not from sugar beet country, and I'm not from some of the other cultivars here. We've got a few sunflowers, but not much. Not much canola. We know about that. I'm from diversified farm background, a little dairy as well. So I'm authentic farmer, but every part of the country is different. That's the wonderful part of USDA, from the Central Valley of California to the smaller farms in the Northeast, direct farm to table type of operations, to the Great Plains here of what you all do. The research the ARS does, the research that North Dakota State University does, and the impact that you all have. We're here to find out what's working, what's not working, what you want to do. This administration's hallmark is really, from the time that President Trump ran for office, it's really listening to people. He caught the heartbeat of America and the great agricultural rural lands. You believe that he would listen, and that's what I'm here to do. I mean, as great as these folks are, they will acknowledge the wisdom of this country does not lie in that beltway in Washington, D.C. The innovativeness, the creativity, the resilience, and just the values that we see out here in the farmlands and heartlands of America is what we want to take back. We want to import that back into the policies of Washington, D.C., from the Farm Bill and others. So I'm here to listen, and with that, I want to turn the microphone over to our moderator here, and let's get going. So thank you, everybody.
Thanks, Secretary. Okay, now remember, our goal is to hear from as many of you as we can, and so let's start with Julie Ellingson, who's head of the North Dakota Stockmen's, and if you would just say who you are, who you represent, and then present your issue, and we'll really focus as far as responses primarily on any response the Secretary wants to give, but you know, get into your issue, tell them what you think, and we got about an hour here, so we want to get as many in as we can. And you got to remember to hit the button when you pick up the mic. Turn it on.
All right. I think I'm live. Can you hear me? Welcome. Welcome to North Dakota, and thank you for taking the opportunity to meet with all of us. We sincerely appreciate it. I want to, again, my name is Julie Ellingson. I work for the North Dakota Stockmen's Association, and I'm a fourth-generation Angus producer from the central part of our state. I want to reiterate our thanks, as the governor had mentioned, for your support through the recent drought. The expedited decision-making and the responsiveness that we saw from you and your department helped create some certainty for our producers in a very uncertain time, and so that did not go unnoticed, and so I wanted to thank you for that. And one of the things for the livestock industry, one of our safety nets really are some of the disaster programs. Certainly this last year we got to test the livestock forage program more than ever before because of the severity, and it's been a long time since we had that significance. What we're hearing from some producers are having some challenges and are being denied for some of those benefits because of some differences in the regulations between some handbook language and what's actually in statute related to areas of leased operations or custom grazing, contract growing, where there are some differences in the definitions and different interpretations. And so I'm not sure what the step, if that's an area we need to focus on through the Farm Bill. I know some of those cases are working their way through the appeal process. But, again, some consistency and certainty will be helpful so people know where those disaster programs apply to them. And so we would ask for your help and support in that. I know our time is also limited, but one other topic I'd like to quickly bring up, too, is the issue of a fake meat. We compete, again, with our friends, neighbors, and plant-based proteins and other protein sources. But an emerging issue, though, is synthetic meat and how that's being promoted, in many cases disparaging authentic or traditional beef and other animal proteins. Our concern is of how that can be labeled, and so our consumers are not misled, and also that synthetic proteins are not using nomenclature that is designated for, again, live animal agriculture. And so I would ask you, Mr. Secretary, if there's some framework within FSIS or another agency in your department that might be able to focus on this emerging issue.
Thank you, Julie. Let me just say clearly on the last topic you mentioned, I don't think you'll hear anything in this administration and certainly in the USDA about any meatless Mondays. So, the other issue you mentioned over the regulations versus the statute, I know it's working the way through the process, but these things we like to resolve, as the governor and senator said earlier, and on the drought issue. If you can give me specifics, we have people here to take that back today and really go through that. Oftentimes our handbooks, we've seen this with some of our CRP policies in Michigan and others. Sometimes the handbooks are not very clear. I'm a big compliant person, but the rules and the regulations have to be very simple and aligned.
That's U.S. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue. Our coverage of this roundtable for the next hour will continue on Facebook Live, so check them out on all of our Facebook pages of the stations you're listening to on What's on Your Mind Today. God bless you, folks. Have a great weekend. See you Monday right here. The 2017 models must go at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Vince Webker is here. Vince, tell us about the great deals you have going on right now.
Yeah, we're really trying to move all of our inventory, 2017 inventory, so we're throwing in great financing options like 60 months, no interest financing. Also, some cash discounts on all in-stock Hot Springs Spas, so you can take advantage of some great savings there for Every Day Made Better.
What does that mean, Every Day Made Better?
Every Day Made Better means every time you sit in a hot tub, you're better. You're better physically below the water. You're better mentally above the water, and you're better relationally and emotionally beyond the water. And what hot water does for the body, it's magic. Every Day Made Better through a hot spring hot tub.
These deals are on right now. 60 months, no interest financing, cash discounts too, and use the promo code ACE with your Hot Springs Spa staff member and get an additional savings up to $1,900. So hurry to Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too. West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Minot, and now Devil's Lake too. Promo code ACE.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035.
That's 800-667-9035.